Assalamu alaikum, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Ever wonder where the Muslims are at? I mean, the masjids are pretty empty. Then all of a sudden during Ramadan, all these Muslims start to come out. Did everyone just come out of hibernation or something? Where all these Muslims come from? I mean, the masjid is full. SubhanAllah, this is awesome. But what about the rest of the year? I'm not just talking about Muslims at the masjid. I'm talking about overall. Where are the Muslims at? You know, being Muslim is not a seasonal thing. Being Muslim means full time, year round. That means you're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7, 365 days a year, and that includes holidays too. Unlike other religions where they worship once a week, Muslims worship every single day in all your actions. Worship? You mean you guys pray all day? No, silly man. Worship means you base all your actions on Islam. From the way you drink, eat, sleep, talk, work, even the way you work, even the way we work, everything has to be based on what Islam says. You can't lie, cheat, steal, sell alcohol, make pork sandwiches, deal with interest, come home, miss all your salats, and decide, hey, I'm gonna make up all my salats, everything's gonna be okay. No, it is not okay. Who are you kidding, bro? Who are you kidding? All your actions are being recorded and you'll have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. It's like the guy who charges up his credit card and thinks that all the merchandise in his bag is free. It's free! It's not free. No, it's not free. You can close your eyes, pretend there's no accountability, but you're only fooling yourself. On the day of judgment, we'll be handed our books of deeds. And the stress alone of finding out which hand your book will be given to will turn your hair gray. SubhanAllah. Many of our actions that take us away from Islam is based on our desires and greed. I love it. I love this. I love you. I want this. I want that. I want it all. I want it all. Why screw up your credit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's okay. I'll ask for forgiveness when I get older, man. Get older? What? Who guaranteed you tomorrow? Huh? I don't know. Nobody, I guess. We tend to forget that our death date is already set. And whoever thinks that they're gonna die when they get old needs to go to a graveyard. Walk past the graves and you'll see the ages of the tombstones. From babies to infants to toddlers to children to adults to elders. SubhanAllah, none of these people will have a second chance. There is no second chance for them. But as long as you're alive, you have a second chance to change your life. But many of us assume, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, we can do what we please and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always forgive us. And you assume? Assume nothing. Only Allah knows who He will forgive and who He will not forgive, and Allah is not a fool. And you cannot fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me tell you right now, paradise is expensive. There is no free ticket to Jannah, bro. No one is dying for your sins and everyone's accountable for their own actions. So please don't limit yourself to being another Ramadan Muslim. Take the opportunity during Ramadan to strengthen yourself when Shaitan's chained up. So when he does come back, you'll have a stronger iman and you can be strong throughout the rest of the year, inshallah. And if you thought masjids during the Ramadan are busy, you should come to Eid. Come on down to Eid prayer. You won't see more Muslims at any prayer throughout the entire year. You would think the Eid Salat is the most important Salat in Islam. Everyone and their mama's there. People are dressed nice. They smell good. Everyone's smiling. And subhanAllah, we should dress nice and we should smell good. Alhamdulillah, it's Eid. But some people, they look like they're going to a non-Muslim fashion show. You know what I'm saying? Astaghfirullah, bro. I know what you're saying. I mean, the only thing missing is the model runway. And some other people, they think this is a hookup party. Did some of the hijabs evaporate right after the salat? Let's just say some people are not dressed Islamically. I call it the not-so-halal meat market. And what's up with the guys that bump their music and skid out of the masjid parking lot? I don't think anyone here cares too much about 50 Cent's new album. You got the wrong crowd, bro. And after all of this, Eid Salat's only a sunnah. And the way people treat it, you would think it's the most important prayer. It's a sunnah. What about the fard prayers? The ones we're supposed to pray every day?
Oh yeah, those ones.
Yeah. SubhanAllah. What are we doing? Don't get me wrong. There's people that pray 5 times a day. Then there's people that pray just during Ramadan. Ramadan Muslims. And unfortunately, there's people that only pray once a year during Eid. And then there's people that don't pray at all. I mean, how can we complain about the situation of the Ummah if we disconnect ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you lose everything. Nothing in this life is worth Jahannam. Nothing. Nothing. So let's not be Muslims part-time. Let's be Muslims full-time, inshallah. May Allah forgive us and increase our iman. And I speak to myself before I speak to those who are watching. Jazakallah khair. This is Ali reminding you just in case you forgot. All of our actions are being recorded as we speak.
Don't get me wrong, the muscles are full and I'm loving it.
Know what I'm saying?
Aid Muslims.